This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, color commentator for the Maryland Terps right here on 105.7 The Fan. He is Chris Knocke. Good morning to you, Chris.
What is up, Rob?
Oh, man, just reflected on a 2020-2021 season, a season that saw the Terps lose in the second round of the NCAA tournament. You know, Mark Turgeon's comments after the game last night taking on a different life almost from Terps fans. I'm saying that the team was not a Final Four team and that he got so much out of this team. Some people were not happy with that. My take on that is there are people who aren't going to like Turgeon regardless of what he says and even if he says nothing. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the toothpaste is out of the tube a little bit on all that. And if you don't like Turgeon and you intend, then basically what you're going to do is you're going to parse every word he says, every action. And, I've always thought that aside, it's amazing to me how folks will parse the comments, not just of Turge, but of any coach who's talking into a microphone 10 minutes after a brutal loss, just a really, really disappointing way to go down. And yet, he gets evaluated on what he's saying in a Zoom call. So, he's always been honest to a fault, and this is part of it. And I think that he spoke the obvious, but I just think that a lot of Maryland fans are just they've made their decision, and you're not going to change their minds.
No, I think you're right. No matter what we say, they're going to think what they're going to think. One of the things I was always curious about, not even this game, but since it applied to this game, I mean, Alabama was they didn't miss. But one of the things I did notice, that Turge relies on his starting five almost exclusively, gets very little time from the bench. They only had 9 points when Alabama had 39. You look at the time, played, like everybody had 30 minutes. I mean, Scott had 29, but everyone had 30 to 38 minutes on the floor. Alabama, not the case. The starters had 17, 25. I know these kids are young, but so is Alabama. Do they get gassed at the end sometimes because they never come out?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why, there's a stretch, Ed, in the first half where Turch put in 3 subs at one point, and those guys got caught on the floor for 3 or 4 minutes, and that was right about the time where Alabama turned a deficit into a lead. And so, you have to spell those guys a little bit. But on the other hand, if there's that significant a drop off when you go to your bench, you're just reluctant to go to your bench. Yeah. The other thing is, you look at the NCAA tournament. It's such a different animal in terms of these timeouts. The media timeouts. The media timeouts are longer. Halftime is 20 minutes instead of 15. I think your hope is that, and there's an extra media timeout, by the way, in each half. Your hope is, with all the stoppages in play, that you can get away with playing guys more minutes in that situation. But to me, and really to your point, it looked like a team that was playing their second game in 3 days. And there were stretches where they were, except for Aaron Wiggins, I guess, stretches where they just looked like they were exhausted out there. So that kind of speaks to the inability to develop a whole lot of bench this year, a whole lot of depth. And that was one of the, the Achilles heels of this group, is that you just didn't have really a whole lot of reliable punch from your bench.
I don't know. For me, Chris, I came away from that game being way more with Alabama than disappointed in Maryland. Is that fair?
Well, I mean, all of it can be true, right? I mean, you know, and Alabama was ridiculous. I mean, there were times where I was, you know, it felt like I was watching Showtime. You know, it just had it. Everything was going downhill. I tell you, the guy who was just unbelievable in the game was their point guard, Javon Quinterly. He was just electric, and he had 9 assists at half. I think he could have named what his final number was. But he was, when he had the ball in his hands, you know, this is a Maryland team that has been really good defensively this year in terms of keeping guys in front of him, eliminating penetration, and they couldn't do anything with him. And he was able to get to the rim. He was able to create opportunities for other guys. And just, you know, he was just it was a complete hellraiser for that Maryland defense.
Chris Nockey joins us, color commentator for the Maryland Terps. Chris, where should the Terps go from here, in your opinion?
Well, I got to tell you, next year's college basketball season will be completely different from this one in 20 different ways. So not only will, and I'm going to knock on wood when I say this first part, not only will you have fans back in the arenas, but because of the way this transfer portal is going to work, there will be not hundreds, there will be thousands of kids in what amounts to college free agency, where they're going from one school to another. They don't have to sit out. They don't have to go to a separate league than or conference than the one that they're in. You're going to need a program, Rob, and not just for the Terps. I'm talking about for a lot of Division I, where guys are swapping schools. You're going to have new faces in new places. And this is a sea change ahead for college hoops. And I have no idea where that leaves the Terps. You know, at some point in time, the music is going to stop, and you need to make sure, you know, you got a chair. And so they're like everybody else. They will be actively recruiting that transfer portal, the transfer market. And, you know, we'll see where everything goes from there.
Hey, Chris, people keep talking about I feel like this is every year, you know, with the Oral Roberts and busted brackets. And people, my first day. Is this really any different than any other year?
No. They call it madness for a reason, right?
Right.
You know, what changes are the faces of those teams that cause the upheaval. And it's also, this is so healthy. I mean, people are sort of mocking the Big Ten today for only getting one team in. I mean, I'm of two minds. I, of course, I'm a Big Ten fan because I live in that world. And I want Maryland to get as much NCAA money as they possibly can. So I love that. I'd want that for them. But you can't tell me we didn't just witness like 3 or 4 insane days of drama and great stories. And this is what makes this week and this sport as good as it is. And it's so cool. I was just so thankful to have it all back. You know, I was thankful that I wore a hole in my recliner this weekend. I was thankful that I had to do like 3 junk food runs, you know, during the course of a 2-day period, you know, so it was great to have it all back.
Watching all those games, do you see anybody that can beat Gonzaga?
Yeah, I think Baylor can. I was totally impressed by Baylor and how good they are. They're grown men. They've got really good guard play, which I think is a big part of beating. It would be a big part of beating Gonzaga. The other thing is they had Illinois taken out for them. So they don't have to deal with Illinois on the other half of that bracket to get to the finals, and I think that's going to benefit them. So I would have no problem if somebody blew the whistle right now and said, okay, Gonzaga, you and Baylor are going to play for the national championship. But who knows, man? I mean, they call it madness for a reason. It could be a crazy weekend ahead.
There he is, Chris Nockey. Chris, thanks a lot, man, for all your time you gave us this year.
All right, boys, appreciate it. Stay safe this spring.
All right, wear a new hole into that recliner.
It's an old recliner, so I don't have to worry about it, man. Thank you.
All right, take it easy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.